34 days since the last time I got up here and presented anything to you. I told Theo, hey bud, I'm going to be gone a lot in January, so I haven't done anything for you guys since all of January. And I'll tell you what, it's weird. It's weird not serving, because it's something that I like to do. It's something that I feel is necessary for me. And so it's weird not helping in any way, shape, or form. So it's good to be back here. It's good to be able to bring you God's word this morning. And so this morning, our lesson is titled, A Heart to Easy. Our theme this year is A Heart to Work. And we're going to talk about that a lot today. And we're going to talk about this idea of a heart to easy. I was having a conversation with a fellow brother, and we were talking about the idea that there's a lot of work to do, and there's not many people to do the work, and sometimes we may be called upon to do things consecutively. And I remember a couple months ago, Tim led a class. Tim also preached a lesson that morning, and I think led songs later on. There's a lot to do. And sometimes we get called on to do it frequently. And so this concept, this thought is that it's not always easy to be a Christian, is it? It's not always easy to do God's work. It's not. In fact, if we have a heart to easy, then we may not actually be living the way that God wants us to live. If we have a heart to work, we should be living a way that God wants us to live. So we're going to contrast the two this morning. And I want to put a disclaimer in this next part. Is there's a clip out of a movie. There's a movie called Facing the Giants. It came out in 2006. And there's a clip in that movie that is, it's a big premise of the lesson this morning. And I'm going to show it to you. But I was very leery of putting it in here out of it's not for entertainment purposes. It's to present a lesson or present a point. And so I'm going to play this clip for you guys to see, but please know that my intent is to draw out of it context for the lesson this morning. So if you would, we're going to watch this clip here this morning. It's from Facing the Giants.
I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You gonna give me your best?
I'm gonna give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I want you giving up at a certain point when you can go further. Now, Jeremy, get on his back. Now get a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right, let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground, just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. There you go. Show me good effort. That way, Brock. You keep coming. There you go. It's a good start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, Brock.
Oh, keep going. It hurts. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
But I have strength.
And you negotiate with your body to find more strength. But don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
My arms are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Keep going, Brock. Give me your best. Don't quit. No. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Brock Kelly, you don't quit. Keep going. Keep going. Go, Brock Kelly. You don't quit on me. No, you keep going. You keep going. Go, Brock. 10 more steps. 10 more. 10 more. 10 more. Keep going. Don't quit. Give me your heart.
Do it.
You can.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone. Brock, you are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. Don't tell me you can't give me more than what I've been seeing. You just carried a 140-pound man across this whole field in your arms. Brock, I need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Coach?
Can I count on you?
Yes.
Coach?
What is it, Jeremy?
I weigh 160.
Isn't that coach God for us? Isn't that us on the field of life, pushing on, doing God's work, and God's there saying, you've got this, don't give up. Don't give up, you've got this. You can go, keep going, press on. And he wants us to have a heart to work. He wants us to make sure that we're serving him in the way that it's showing everyone around us that we're living that godly life. God wants us to have a heart to work. And in fact, God not only wants us to have a heart to work, he showed us that his son had a heart to work. In the book of Matthew, in chapter 27, verse 32 through 44, it says, as they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon. And they forced him to carry the cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they offered Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall. But after tasting it, he refused to drink it. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And sitting there, they kept watch over him there. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Two rebels were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God. In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders moved him. He saved others, they said, but he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, I am the Son of God. In the same way, the rebels who were crucified with him also headed insults on him. Jesus Christ was 30 years old when he began his ministry. 30 years old. And at the age of 33, was crucified, hung on a cross to be killed for our sins. 33 years old. 33. And the man came to this earth, giving up everything in heaven to live a life as an example for us. And in that life, he showed us many things. But one of the things, the greatest thing that he showed us was that he had a heart to work. For 3 years, he proclaimed his Father's word. For 3 years, he taught the disciples. For 3 years, he showed them what it was to live for his Father. And after those 3 years, when finally those people that were in power, those people that couldn't stand to hear his message anymore, when they finally got their way and they were able to hang him on a cross, that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough to just kill Christ. They continued on, and what did they do? They continued to hurl insults at him. wagging their heads. This idea of wagging your head, think about what that means. If somebody who snuffs their nose at you, somebody who thinks that they're better than you, and so they do nothing but they're like, that guy over there. That's the idea. That's what they did as Jesus hung on a cross. Like, this guy, he thinks he's so special, but look what he's got himself into now. He's the one hanging on a tree, and we're down here. Hey, I'll throw you this bone. If you can come down off the cross, I'll believe in you. What does that mean for Christ? For 3 years, he proclaimed his word. He proclaimed what God had sent him to do. And when it was all said and done, and he was dying on the cross, they continued to just throw jabs at him. Does that happen to us in our life? Do we work hard for God and others around us look at us and say, you're crazy? How many people have ever said to you, you go to church 3 times a week? Are you nuts? How many people have ever said that to you? A heart to work means that you push through. Jesus had a heart to work, and so as he took his very last breath, he committed his soul to God. He died on the cross and bore our sins in his last step, in his last effort to show us that he was willing to do whatever it took to serve his Father. And he died for our sins. And sometimes we step back and we say, I don't think I want to go to church today. I know that person's sick, but I don't have time to go and visit them. I don't think that I'm going to go and support that endeavor because it's not something that I really want to get behind. You know, moving the pews in the church building, it's not really my thing. Sometimes we stand back and we say, you know what? I want to have a heart to easy today. I want to just go and I want to kind of sit back and I want to listen and I don't want to participate. I just want to have a heart to easy. But God says, you need to have a heart to work. I'm going to show you what a heart to work is because I'm going to give you my son. And he's going to have a heart to work. And he's going to be your example. And that example is exactly what we need. That's for us. See, Christ gave up his home in heaven. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 8, it says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature with, being the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used as his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Christ gave up everything. He gave up everything in heaven to come to this earth, to live as a man, and to die on a cross, and gave us the example of a heart to work. And sometimes we have a heart to easy. In fact, we have an example of a man who had a heart to easy in Jonah. Didn't Jonah have a heart to easy? He sure did not want the Ninevites to return to God, did he? He did not. He didn't want to talk to the Ninevites because he knew that they probably would turn back to God. So he didn't want to go. So he runs away. He gets thrown in the sea. He gets swallowed up by a fish. And then he gets spit out on the shore. And then he finally does what God asks him to do. And he goes and he talks to Nineveh. And he gets mad that he did it. In Jonah chapter 4, verse 1 through 4, it says, but to Jonah, this seemed very wrong. And he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, Isn't that what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. But the Lord replied, is it right for you to be angry? Jonah didn't want the Ninevites to return to God. He didn't want that to happen. And then he does it, and they do. And he says, see, God, I told you, you're not going to bring calamity on them. They did exactly what we said, and they turned back to you. He didn't want that. Do we sometimes make our life about what we want instead about what God wants? Do we sometimes make ourselves the preference instead of God the preference? Because a heart to easy says, look, this is what I want, and so this is what I'm going to do. I want my life to be a certain way, and so I'm going to make it that way. And God says, a heart to work says, do what I say. Do what I tell you to do, and there will be a reward. A heart to easy says, it's about me and what I want. And God says to Jonah, he says, is it right for you to be angry? And then shortly thereafter, he gives him this tree to sleep under, and then he takes it away. Okay? That story is a fantastic story. I really encourage you to finish reading Jonah chapter 4. Do we really have a right to say that we want it our way? It's not Burger King. You don't get it your way. You get it God's way if you want to do it the right way. It's a heart to work, to serve God, to do what he wants. We saw there that Brock is going on, right? And he's pushing on. He's pushing on. I challenge you to do that 100 yards without somebody on your back. You'll get maybe 30 yards at best, right? Some of us maybe 10. Try to do that. It's a difficult challenge to bear crawl, let alone with somebody on your back. And what's the coach saying the whole time? You got this. You got this. It wasn't what Brock wanted to do. It was what the coach wanted him to do. And if we put God in the coach's shoes, God is telling us, this is what I want you to do. And keep pressing on. It's not about us quitting halfway through. It's about us getting to the finish line. And a heart to easy says, I don't want to do it. A heart to easy says, I'm going to quit. A heart to work says, I'm going to make this happen, and I'm going to do it God's way. As we have this theme through the whole year, a heart to work is going to come up a lot. And we're going to talk about this concept and this idea. And it comes in many, many different ways. We have to be careful that we don't have a heart to easy. So, I've got some contrasts here, and they're just examples. They're just different things. They're my opinion or my thoughts. They're just listen to them. A heart to easy, sin is easy, isn't it? The devil challenges you every day to sin, and often he wins. The devil says sin is easy, and it is. It really is easy to sin, isn't it? Because that's what the devil wants us to do. But a heart to work says, I'm going to avoid temptation. I'm going to follow God's path, and I'm going to do what he wants me to do. Think about it this way. In about 4 hours, 5 hours, there's something big happening, right? So maybe you have plans for the Super Bowl, maybe you don't. But a heart to easy says, I'm going to go to my Super Bowl party. A heart to easy says, hey, I'm out here with my friends, and somebody comes up and offers you to drink. Heart to easy says, I'm going to have this drink. Okay? A heart to easy says, hey, yeah, go Rams, because nobody wants the Patriots to win. Yeah, go Rams, here we go. Right? And we get through the game. Like, yeah, that was awesome, great game. Go home, get up and go to work tomorrow. That's a heart to easy. A heart to work says, I'm going to go hang out with some friends. Friend comes up and offers me a drink. No, it's good. I'm not going to drink. Thank you, though. 4:30 rolls around. Hey, guys, I got somewhere to be. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to go worship God. See you guys later. That's a heart to work. A heart to work says I'm going to put God first in that effort, then myself, then my desires. We see this each and every day of our lives. A heart to easy says sin, I'm going to do it. A heart to work says I'm going to do what God wants me to do. A heart to easy says, I'm going to come, and I'm just going to sit here, and I'm going to listen, and I'm not going to do anything except for sit here and listen. I'm going to partake, but I'm not going to give. A heart to work says, I'm going to engage in worship. I'm going to participate. I'm going to lift up my voice. I'm going to focus on the prayer. I'm going to listen and take notes during the lesson. A heart to work says, I want to be the very best Christian that I can possibly be. A heart to easy says, man, I've done a lot recently. I'm going to give up. A heart to work says, look, the goal is not 30 yards. The goal is not 50 yards. The goal is the end zone. And I'm going to push on until I get there. And by the way, the end zone is when you're in heaven with God. I'm going to push on and continue to work for God's sake. A heart to easy says, there's a difficult situation that's come up, and I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to avoid talking to somebody about it. I'm not going to address it. I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm going to sweep it under the rug. And over here, I'm going to be frustrated and angry about it, but I'm not going to address the situation. I'm not going to confront it. A heart to work says, I'm going to address that situation in love. I'm going to confront the situation, and I'm going to approach that situation. I'm going to try to study. I'm going to try to work through it, and I'm going to love everybody that's involved. And my hope and my outcome is that we get through that issue and we're stronger because of it. But what often happens is we sweep those issues under the rug, we ignore them, and then what happens? They become a landmine. They become a landmine that we avoid. They become a landmine that when they are triggered, it blows up. A heart to work says, I'm going to address it, and even if it makes me uncomfortable, it's better to address it now than to step on the landmine later. A heart to work says, I'm going to read the Bible when it's convenient for me. I'm going to study when I can. Maybe I'll do it on Sundays. Maybe I won't. I'm going to do it when it's convenient for me. A heart to work says, I'm going to study the Word of God, so that I can make sure I'm doing the things that are beneficial for him. That's what a heart to work says. A heart to easy says, I'm going to judge others based upon what they do and say around me. A heart to work says, I'm going to love others, and I'm going to find out what's going on in their life, and I'm going to encourage them. A heart to easy says, I'm going to blame other people for my lack of faith. I'm going to blame other people for something that's going wrong with my life. But a heart to work says, I'm going to take charge, and I'm going to own it, and I'm going to do what I need to do to get through it. In the video, at the very end, you saw the teammates all standing there, and you could hear it throughout the video clip. But what were they doing? What were they doing? A heart to easy says, I'm going to stand here and criticize everybody else. I'm going to criticize everybody else and different things that they're doing. A heart to work says, I'm going to encourage other people. I'm going to build them up and lift them up, because Brock's the one on the field going, isn't he? He's the one who's putting in the effort. And they weren't. The least we can do is, if we're not going to put in the effort, we're going to encourage those that are. We need to encourage the people that are making it happen. Because guess what? Not everybody has the talents or the ability to get up and preach and teach. But we need to encourage those that do. And not everybody has the compassion and the skill set to sit and visit with others, or the ability to have the time to do that. But we need to encourage those that do it. Because as we've studied and we've talked about many a times, we are a body. And some people are the head, and some are the arms, and some are the pinky toe. And we all, being fit together, make this church happen. We all make this effort something that's enjoyable and great. And sometimes the pinky toe just needs to be said, hey, thank you for not getting stubbed this week. Right? Sometimes we just need to encourage the pinky toe for staying out of the way of that furniture. Right? And sometimes we need to make sure that those that are present, that are being out there in the forefront, are still being encouraged, because guess what? It's easy to forget about the head being up there, because it's always present. It's always there, right? Sometimes the pinky toe needs to say, hey, you're doing a good job up there keeping us in line. We appreciate you. A heart to work says that we're going to encourage each other. A heart to work says that we're going to push on, and we're going to make it. And so the benefit of all of that, the benefit of all of that, is that in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 through 14, it says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. A heart to easy finds the road to destruction. but a heart to work finds the way of life. Do you have a heart to work, or do you have a heart to easy? As we study this, I encourage you to think about the things that are the most challenging in your life, the things that are the most difficult you to get over, and understand that by pressing through those things, getting help with those things, being encouraged in those things, that that is the way that leads to life. God wants us to have a heart to work, and he challenges us to do so, and I believe he challenges us to do so in the way that he gave us his son. He challenges us to have a heart to work because he gave us his son to do the hardest work possible, and that was to die on a cross for our sins. He didn't ask you to die for your own sins. He gave you his son to do it. And so a heart to work is to just live for Christ and to do what he wants us to do. And it's not easy. It's not easy. But the reward is entering in through that narrow gate and getting to hear, "Enter in, thou good and faithful servant." That's the reward for making it. The reward is not here in this earth. It's not hearing, "Good job, man." That's not the reward. The reward is entering into heaven. And you may not ever see the benefits of your hard work in this life, but hopefully we'll see it someday in heaven. I added this in class. This is just something that we were studying out of Ezra 7:10, and it says, "For Ezra had his heart to study the law for the Lord and to practice it and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel." Ezra had a heart to work. Ezra had a heart to work, and that's an example. That's an example for us, and he studied the word. If nothing else, you can start there, studying the word. There was one thing I had to write down out of encouragement. In the video, he says, it's all heart from here. At some point, you may hit a brick wall, and you may get fed up and frustrated, and at that point, it's when your heart steps in and carries you through. A heart to work is going to push on, and a heart to easy is going to give up. And he also said to Brock, he said, "You are the most influential person on this team. I need you." God's telling us that today too. You in your own right are the most influential person in your life, whether it be in your work, in your family, whether it be here, whether it be anywhere. You are the most influential person in your life. And you need to take the advantage of that, and you need to work hard for God. We need to encourage each other. In 1 Thessalonians 5, it says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing." We need to have a heart to work, and we need to build each other up so that way we can hear together those words, "Enter in, thou good and faithful servant." It's not easy, and if it was, everybody would do it. The easy road is the path to destruction. The hard road is the one that says, "Enter in, thou good and faithful servant." And if you are living a life with a heart to easy, I encourage you to stop. I encourage you to switch. And we do flip-flop back and forth maybe at times where we're like, "I don't really want to do that." Okay, we need to encourage each other. But we need to really have a heart to work and say, "I really want to serve God in this way. I want to serve my fellow brothers and sisters in this way. And I want to make sure that I'm living a life that God would be approved of, that he would be happy that I'm living, and that I'm working towards making it to the end zone, to that goal line, so that I can go into heaven with God someday." We need a heart to work, and if you need any prayers, any encouragement, any love, anything that we can do, we're here to help each other, or at least we should be. So if you need anything today, let us know. You can raise your hand, come forward, talk to somebody after. We're here to help. If you need anything, let it be known as we stand and sing.